Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. If art is on your holiday list, you're spoiled for choice in Wilmington. Nearly two dozen galleries and makerspaces represent hundreds of local artists. Two of those galleries, Acme Studios and Art in Bloom Gallery, are collaborating on a virtual exhibition featuring the work of abstract painter Dick Roberts. It's all about community for Dick, who co-founded Acme Art Studios, home to 23 local artists, and No Boundaries International Art Colony, established in 1998.
One of my partners at Acme, Pam Toll, went to Macedonia for an art colony. A friend of hers, a soprano who was in Macedonia on Fulbright, came back and said, Pam, you've got to check this place out. It's a gem in this little landlocked ex-Yugoslav country. And so she went, and when she came back, I noticed that her work kind of exploded and got really, ooh, what's going on here? And then the next year, she took Gail Tustin with her. Same thing happened. So I said, I want to go. And I had a similar experience to be immersed in this community of international artists. I think there were 12. I think Pam and I were the only ones that were from the U.S. or that spoke English. We got to talking when we got back and said, you know, that's so remarkable. We ought to try to give that back and create something like that here. That's how No Boundaries was born.
Fast forward to the end of the year 2020, and Dick is excited about his solo exhibition, Tributaries of Abstraction, available in person, online, or via virtual tour. So is Amy Grant, owner of Art in Bloom Gallery, who says it's one of the highlights in a challenging year.
There have been wonderful opportunities. The community has really rallied around, bought things through the web when they couldn't be in the gallery. And this opportunity to work with Dick Roberts is wonderful. And also earlier in the year, working with Pam Toll, to have Art in Bloom Gallery partner with Acme Art Studios has been wonderful.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with abstract painter Dick Roberts of Acme Studios and Amy Grant of Art in Bloom Gallery about the exhibit Tributaries of Abstraction, on view through January 29th. How can our listeners access the exhibit?
So if you go to aibgallery.com, that's A-I-B as in artinbloomgallery.com, and you click artist, you'll see Dick Roberts. You can go there, or you can click current exhibits and you'll see Dick's show, and you can click the virtual tour on that page as well.
Private showings for groups of up to three people are available through January 29th at Acme Studios. Those arrangements can be made through aibgallery.com. What else is happening at Art in Bloom Gallery this holiday season?
So Art in Bloom Gallery is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4 p.m., and by appointment pretty much any time. And we have over 30 artists who have contributed to our holiday show. That includes Dume Gorham III, Pam Toll, and we'll count Dick Roberts, and Deborah Bucci, Joan McLaughlin, Brian Evans. And if you go to aibgallery.com, you'll see a full list under artists. And we're so excited when we asked people if they wanted to do something for the holidays. We didn't know what to expect. And the response is just joyous. We have every media. We even have holiday cards by Elizabeth Darrow.
In other gallery news, the No Boundaries 2020 Retrospective Exhibition runs through December 18th at Cape Fear Community College's Wilma W. Daniels Gallery. And at ACES Gallery, the Arts Council exhibition space, Catherine Wolfe Webb's works are on display. Born and raised in the South, she says her real education came by way of a year at the Sorbonne in Paris. Her abstract paintings and whimsical mobiles are available through the end of the year at ACES Gallery, and otherwise at New Elements Gallery. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.